The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has bailed out the Unit Trust of India by announcing a package covering the shortfall to repay investors in assured return schemes. The Cabinet Committee, which met in the capital under the chairmanship of Prime Minister on Saturday, decided that all earlier commitments regarding US-64 will be extended beyond May 2003. Briefing reporters after the meeting, Finance Minister Jaswant Singh said UTI schemes would be divided into two separate companies. One of the firms would have the US-64 fund and all the guaranteed return schemes, and the other company, which will be privatized, would have the remainder.
Unit Trust of India will be divided into two parts. And the old protected Unit Trust of India, which for ease of convenience and reference I'm here referring to as Unit Trust of India 1, comprising of US-64, for which assured repurchase prices have been announced and assured return schemes, and the new Unit Trust, which will be Unit Trust of India 2, comprising of all net asset value based schemes. Government will meet all obligations annually to cover any deficit in Unit Trust of India 1, which is about Unit 64 and short term.
UTI, one of the PSUs which manages half of the country's mutual fund industry's assets, stunned investors last year when it froze redemptions from its flagship fund, US-64, for the rest of 2001. The bailout package will surely bring much-needed relief to the investors who had almost lost all their lifetime savings. Pankaj Yadav, ANI.